Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be plenty of sunshine. We will have a high in the low 80s. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where the reading at this hour is 61 degrees. 65 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, 63 in Racine. Racine firefighters still on the scene of what was reported to be a basement fire in the 100 block of Blaine Avenue. Initial report had smoke and possibly flames being observed. This is around 7 o'clock or so this morning. The first arriving police officer confirmed there was smoke coming from the two-story home. They went in, the house had been evacuated, and they found the fire, and fire crews knocked the flames down within a matter of minutes. Now they're into cleanup mode and airing the place out. Current State Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha, joined by fellow Democrats Corey Mason of Racine and Todd Onstead of Kenosha, plus the Milwaukee area's Jason Fields, voting for the $3 billion Foxconn incentives package. Speaker Robin Voss rejected the corporate giveaway arguments about this bill hitting Wisconsin taxpayers hard for several years.
It's rigged in favor of the taxpayer because we have protections built into the system to guarantee that not a dollar is spent until people cash a paycheck or a shovel's in the ground.
During the live coverage on Wisconsin Eye, Republican Tom Weatherston noted that his new neighbor had relocated from the West Coast, is an employee of Foxconn.
He's a site development manager. He's a great guy. Moved from L.A. He didn't buy a house because he's going to leave in 2 minutes. Okay, bought a house because he's going to be there for a long time. His wife's a nice lady. They have a couple little kids. Great new neighbors. He's worked for Foxconn his entire life.
Republican Tyler August from Lake Geneva, in a rare floor speech, said that the benefits of this outweigh the concerns even outside his district. 64-31, the assembly vote sending the Foxconn measure to Governor Walker. Well, attention may be focused on Mount Pleasant as the potential site for the gigantic production facility. Racine Water Wastewater Utility also doing its due diligence on the current service provider to the village, looking at the future. City Finance and Personnel Committee heard from Utility General Manager Keith Haas. He didn't mention Foxconn by name, but made reference in his comments on a resolution that seeks to reimburse for any expenses with a multi-million dollar Racine Water Distribution System expansion.
If we have to borrow money to put water mains west for some development that could occur in Mount Pleasant, and we do it through a safe drinking water loan fund, as we have done in the past several times with this committee, that any costs that we incur for planning and engineering leading up to that borrowing would be reimbursable and be able to go back and reach back and put that all in the bond issue that we would entertain.
Meanwhile, he said based on experience and the reported size of Foxconn, Haas indicating the price tag for an expansion of the water system to the site would be between $0 and $100 million, as he put it. He explained that the borrowing process would be better than covering expansion through higher rates for everybody. This would be a revenue bond issue backed by the water utility, so the city's ability to borrow for general obligation purposes would not be affected. Not specifically related to Foxconn, the Finance Committee recommends the council support a comfort resolution, as it's called, a declaration of intent for reimbursement on costs related to expand the wastewater treatment plant for the next 20 years. Just a reminder, the Racine Public Library and the bookmobile are closed and unavailable today because of a little pest issue, the bed bugs that were found with some return materials. Library contracting with canine detection and inspection services, they're going to check the building out, and if there is evidence of any more bed bugs, then Anderson Pest Solutions will be providing an aggressive initial treatment and follow-up visits. Library will be putting out a news release later today on the outcome. Otherwise, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, the Racine Public Library will reopen. Take note, any materials due today now will be due tomorrow. Bookmobile items will be due next Friday, September the 23rd. It's a resolution to allow the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network to apply for grants to help alleviate the goose problems at county parks in Racine. It's been recommended for approval by the Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee. Julie Anderson heads up the Public Works and Development Services Office, told the panel members originally that the Root Pike win was looking at a grant from the Fund for Lake Michigan, but has now identified other sources of funding for the project, originally proposed just for Pritchard Park, and of course concerns that the geese might cause some problems with the new S.C. Johnson Aquatic Center once that gets built.
That was the whole reason for that Root Pike win stepping in, saying we want to help out and we have some ideas, but we need to apply for some grant monies.
The Root Pike Wynn has proposed plantings around the perimeters of the two ponds at Pritchard Park to try and discourage the geese. Resolution on this will go to the Racine County Board for a first reading at its September 26th meeting. Helping Racine and Milwaukee County residents to overcome the effects of trauma and assist them in healing, the focus of a $1.8 million grant from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families from a Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That's within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
In a statement, DCF Secretary Eloise Anderson said trauma can have a dramatic impact on children, affecting their development both emotionally and physically that can last long into adulthood. She added this grant will allow Wisconsin to strengthen families and communities by expanding trauma-informed services to children and their parents. Over the next 5 years, DCF will be working with the Office of Children's Mental Health, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and the Institute for Child and Family Well-Being to train mental health clinicians and implement and evaluate 3 evidence-based treatments. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A Milwaukee woman facing a felony theft charge in Racine County. She allegedly kept a tax refund mistakenly deposited into her bank account. Court documents had a tax preparer entering one wrong number for the account of a Racine County client, resulting in the depositing of more than $5,100 in a refund in the wrong account. The credit union that was involved determined who actually owned the other account, but when she was contacted, allegedly refused to give the money back and emptied the account. Now 19-year-old Tatum Polera is charged with being in Racine County Circuit Court. She'll be back later this month. Oh, be aware, if you're driving fast in Milwaukee County, you could get stopped by sheriff's deputies. They're apparently cracking down on speeders. Acting Sheriff Richard Schmidt says in a 7-day period, they had 246 tickets written from 216 traffic stops. 169 of those citations were for speeding.
This isn't about generating revenue. This is about slowing down reckless driving.
160 of those tickets were had drivers at least 16 miles an hour over the speed limit, 3 doing 36 over at least. Burlington's Common Council's got a special meeting coming up September the 27th. They'll be talking in depth about their dispatch operations and where to go after the July flood knocked out the city's facility in the basement of the police department. It's going to be a road trip for council and staff. It'll be at the city's Department of Public Works facility on South Pine Street beginning at 6 p.m. Bottom line question to be answered, whether city leaders want to keep local dispatching but find $250,000 to reestablish the equipment or join the Racine County Communication Center at the Sheriff's Department substation at Ives Grove. Burlington continues to be the only municipality anywhere in the county that does not use the county's communication center. A Racine County Board committee recommends approval of a resolution that asks the city of Racine to end its current two-tiered fee system when it comes to use of the 5th Street boat launch. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling the Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee, city owns the only public launch on Lake Michigan in Racine County, and by law, it can charge non-city residents more for using that site.
You could go to the Harbor Clubs or whatever, the Yacht Club, whatever, if you wanted to get permission from them to launch, but there seems to be a fairness issue, and the county executive and I, in talking about it, thought that maybe the best approach would be to get a resolution through the county board supported by this committee that says, you know what, let's have a one pay system for all.
She felt it was a good time to send the resolution in while the city was still working on its budget for next year. And resolution goes to the full county board in Racine for the first reading at September 26th meeting. And the all-important third Friday enrollment count is today at the schools around southeast Wisconsin. It's important because those numbers, among other things, tie into state aid and per-pupil funding. Some of the schools getting a little creative trying to make sure the kids show up to be counted. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscasts in them throughout the day. They're in the local news section. And also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.